Thank you, and welcome back to Inside Agriculture. Let's continue our discussion with Mike Krueger on what he thinks will happen to prices in 2024.
We've had been in a drought. We've had generally very dry weather, except for the floods that have grabbed the headlines lately. The world is kind of in a drought and dry. So could the, I guess, reduction in food production, could that be a positive, another black swan event which would push the market higher?
You know, if you look at the actual supply and demand numbers, U.S. and world, and you take China's supplies out of the equation, I've talked about this for 3 or 4 years now, China has 50% of the world's wheat supplies, right? And they're not going to export any of that. In fact, no one knows if it's there or what quality it is. They have 65% of the world's corn ending stocks. If you take China out of both those crops equations, we're back to stocks at levels we were back in between 07, 08, and 10, 11, and 12, extremely low. We just need a little bit of a catalyst so the world recognizes that. I mean, China's been buying, in fact, they bought a record amount of U.S. soft red winter wheat in the last couple of months, and they wouldn't be buying corn and wheat if all of those huge supplies were on the ground in their country in any good quality or people could use them. So, yeah, I mean, the world situation is, I think, kind of on a knife's edge. We can't afford another big weather problem, and the biggest reason we're cheap is, I mean, Russia's had two record crops in a row. They export early and often and cheap. The war hasn't really slowed them down at all. And, in fact, it really hasn't slowed production or exports out of the Ukraine nearly to the extent we thought it might a year ago.
Those years that you mentioned back in the late 2000 single digit, that was the threshold of what a lot of people call the golden age of agriculture, where we had record high production and record prices. And could we be on the threshold of that again?
I think if you had a weather issue someplace, you certainly could be. If you take Russia out of the wheat equation, so they're not, you know, shipping cheap wheat every place, the other major wheat exporting countries' stocks are the lowest they've been in 10 to 20 years. So, you know, sometimes you read that the world is awash in wheat, and that's true if you include China, but I think it's a fallacy to do that.
Yeah, all right. So back to the old question, are you generally bullish or bearish as we turn the we change the calendar to 2024?
I'm still a little bit friendly. Like I said, if they cut much more out of the Brazilian corn and bean crops, and especially the corn crop, and we're 3-4 months away from knowing whether that'll happen or not. I mean, 65 to 70% of Brazil's corn production, the second crop corn, it's going to be planted 30 days late because of the late soybean planting. That can push that corn pollination into a hot, dry period. So it's not going to take much to put a little life back in these markets.
All right.
Nick, I'm more an optimist than a pessimist.
Thoughts from Mike Krueger. And again, Dan Bossi, economist with Ag Resource Company, says there may be a bit of a turnaround in the markets during early 2024, but next year is a new presidential election year.
I think during a presidential election year, they're not going to let commodity markets and stock markets and everything fall apart. In other words, it's not in the best interests of politicians, and so the Biden administration will keep spending, and the federal debt will go up even further from the $33.6 trillion where we are today. So I do believe in the background of this, we have a falling U.S. dollar because of the large amount of U.S. debt. And with that dollar decline, every hedge fund that I have is looking for an opportunity, and they want to have a little piece of commodities just because they think that they're getting priced low enough now that maybe we can get some opportunities and a bounce going forward next year.
Dan Bossi, Ag Resource Company in Chicago, also thinks that outside investors, managed money, will likely return to the ag commodity markets in 2024 as a safe haven. This is Inside Agriculture. Time for another break.